You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Right.
Shemaine Chris, one half of the Brothers Layman, and you are checking out The Black Is Bright. Thank you for tuning in. Before we get into the show, I just wanted to thank all of y'all for giving us love and supporting the last few weeks we had with the ladies, bringing up a lot of women topics. Seem to have gotten a lot of great responses to that. Shout out to Ricky Roberts, a very good episode regarding the last one with street harassment. We appreciate that. And I also want to give some love to Lady Rowe and the ladies of the WPOV over at the Right to Real Love Radio. She says she enjoyed the show as always. So I agree with the ladies. I never had this issue as a Southerner. Mr. BG Hour. And me thinking, I know the women said, you know, sexual harassment does happen, unfortunately, too often. But some of them, it didn't really happen that much at all. They weren't even getting really approached like that. And with Lady Rowe saying it, that she doesn't really get it either. I wonder if this is a regional thing. I'd love to hear from some ladies and find out, is it, you know, it happens everywhere. I'm not saying that, but does it happen more often in certain places like the East Coast or the Midwest or anything like that? So I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. You can email us, kc@blackisonline.com, Facebook at Black Is Magazine, or on Twitter at Black Is Online. But thank you all again for listening and supporting. This session that we did recently that's going up, it was kind of special. We brought everybody together celebrating some of the Aries folk, KC and Tash. So we had ended up having food. KC cooked. We had some drink. It was fun. We got into it, covered a lot of different stuff. This particular one I'm sharing, which is not that long, it'll probably be split up into a two-parter. We somehow got on the topic of R. Kelly, and I don't know how that happened. And Toya brought up an interesting point about it in the situation that really has some people thinking, and we were kind of like, what? So I hope you guys enjoy. It's probably mentioned about 2,000 times in the show. We are not condoning R. Kelly for what he did. He's child molester, all of that. We don't like him, blah, 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 all that stuff. You know how we feel. But she made some good points with, you know, talking about being responsible as young girls, and, you know, trying to take care of our young men and young girls, because we need to do that more often. On this one, we had Casey, Toria, Malcolm, Shelby, Jamie, Leisha, Tash, Darylin, and myself. Great episode. So let us know what you guys think.
And she come back with fire.
I cannot wait for Adele to make another album. But Sade
formula also is very, very simple. She sticks with the exact same band. She has maybe 10
sweet back.
And that's a beautiful voice. I never realized that was a beautiful voice. Her stuff's not trendy at all.
It's not Charlie Wilson at all. It's a very
Charlie
simple
Wilson
formula.
Everybody's saying go see a Charlie Wilson show.
I saw him last weekend in Vegas. Charlie Wilson has a beautiful voice. I was like,
and he's a
performer. My mama went to that Kim Charlie Wilson concert, and she loves some Kim, but she loves some Charlie Wilson too.
It was amazing.
Kim. K-E-M.
He still had that voice after 40
Charlie
years.
Charlie Wilson.
I will. Yeah. Y'all don't want to. He will make you say, y'all don't want to see Charlie on stage.
Right. He make you not want to come before or after him.
No. But that's how, have you ever gone to see, like, the Whispers?
I've seen them.
Oh, yeah. But Charlie,
that's,
though.
Again, that's a whole different
thing. I had
but
totally
I mean,
their voice
different
respect.
Still.
His voice is so clean and so pure. I was
so
like,
so it's just like the
rest. And I don't know. I was like,
why are all of these artists getting these roles?
Charlie has like the girl from Mary,
like she her voice sounds horrible right now.
Really.
I mean, Betsy has some role with her voice.
Talk about a brilliant rebranding. Charlie Wilson came back on the scene with
he looked at the baby and said the biblical cord.
I know, I was like, that ain't right.
Shake it fast.
Mystical?
Mystical.
Mystical got music out?
I see you.
Yes.
What song does Mystical have out?
She just takes down like Church and Focus.
What? Look it up, please. Look it up.
Right.
Like, I don't even know Mystical has it.
It's like he's probably doing the music that's meant for his voice.
And let me tell you, Mystical, I don't care how long he's been in jail. I'll play a Mystical hit tomorrow. I'll be like, just the
fuck. I know, he's out. He has a new music out.
But Mystical to me is very like radio.
It's like James
Brown. She said he's rebranded himself. He's more like a James Brown sound.
But you know who else has good CDs consistently is Neo.
Neo,
I am not a Neo fan. No, he's too poppy.
But he has good songs.
But he's a great writer.
Yeah, I love him.
He's a great writer.
I like pop. Yeah, yeah.
So
I'm a big pop.
He is an excellent pop artist. Charlie went up into my top three performers in live.
Wow, that went, really? That's a major endorsement.
Oh yes,
yeah.
That's
I got R. Kelly there.
Bill R. Kelly. He's a child.
I got a daughter.
I'm done. So we're gonna switch
it
off.
I know we want to find an adult, peel an adult, but not a baby.
Well, you will not let R. Kelly go. Let you without thinking about it.
I never
know. My God,
I still have a choice.
We keep having the conversation. We keep having the conversation about whether or not she can separate the artist. Yeah, that song might have been about R. Kelly.
It sounds R. Kelly. But I have a mixed opinion about that.
R. Kelly got hits.
Because we keep having the conversation about whether or not you can separate an artist from their art. Because all artists
because
have
Nessa,
some...
Then you have to separate Michael. Because I'm sorry, Michael. Michael did some dirty, nasty things.
No, he didn't. He didn't do that shit. Y'all don't have no proof.
His motivation for doing it was different. He was jacked.
You don't have no proof. You ain't got no proof. You ain't got you ain't got near shred of proof, Shelby. I love you, but you ain't got no proof.
There's proof.
R. Kelly ass is on tape.
Those children.
Your kids is full of shit. And they got a check.
Don't you dare talk about the dead. Don't you dare talk about the dead.
He can't defend himself, I swear.
Don't you talk about Michael. Don't you talk about Michael.
Don't say no, but for real. Even Kendra said it in the album.
She said, I'm sorry, Chef.
You ain't got near shred of evidence.
She's gonna go to the end of the night.
Michael. Don't say shit about MJ. He dead.
I will leave Michael alone, but R. Kelly is a child molester.
He's dead.
You said what?
He is not here to defend himself.
Yeah.
There's like a plethora of
R. Kelly has more than the video. He got the continuous song lyrics, the Pied Piper name, the marriage to Aaliyah.
I know.
Yeah, the marriage to Aaliyah pretty much does that. It pretty much just seals it all up.
That was exciting.
He has a problem.
That was known in Chicago.
Yes, early. He's the youngest girl.
I said I was
going to
be gone by 11.
He's still a musical genius, but the brother got an illness.
I'm going to.
He's sick in
the head.
I think they're recording.
Sipping my tea. Sipping my tea.
I want to know what your perspective is. I'm curious.
So, I just have a mixed reaction on, and people say the little girls are not at fault. But I've seen, completely witnessed, on the other hand, where little boys have been taken down at the hands of little girls. And I think we just have to be more cautious.
I'm confused.
We still talking about R. Kelly.
Right? The reason why I have a mixed review on this, right? Because everyone's like, oh, it was a 14-year-old. And yes, she was 14, 15, and she may have gone through a lot. And been vulnerable. But I have seen the reverse of many little boys taken down. I know personally someone whose son was 18, did 3 years because him and his three female friends, 16, 17, they do turn up parties where the girls go and strip, they get paid, and they walk away. He was charged with prostitution, soliciting of minors. He's 18. He did 3 years. These girls are 16 and 17. The only reason why they got caught, because the one little girl promotes on her Facebook page, got on punishment, mom took her phone and found it. That's just one example of it. So when you look at 18 and 16-year-old, this little 18-year-old black boy raised middle class, upper middle class, got charged with solicitation of minors, right?
That's not so, the same thing as R. Kelly. But, he's 40 messing with a 14-year-old.
But I'm saying there are little girls who also have to be held responsible. There's, not every 14-year-old girl is as innocent.
I can't. Nah.
Nothing. You got this big famous person.
Yeah, the fact that he's
you can't even put those in the same category. You can't even put it in the same category.
He's a man of power.
I would beg to differ in 2015. And I would beg to differ because if that's
these young girls know what they're doing.
Hold it. Whoa, that is not fair. You cannot. Let me tell you something.
I have an issue in statutory rape law, period, because I'm like, yes, on the law, it's the law. But what I'm saying is, when you think about being a teenager, when we were teenagers, we were not dumb.
We better train our daughters as well.
Time out. My only issue is, do not group together a 16-year-old having sex with a 18-year-old with a 14-year-old having sex with a 40-year-old.
It's not a 16-year-old with an 18-year-old age group.
Not the same thing.
Do you give the 14-year-old any blame? At all.
No, not at 14. Absolutely not. Wow. Because let me tell you exactly why. For all the savviness that you think this 14-year-old has, it is because of the way she was brought up. That is not her fault. Yeah, why would you blame a child? A 14-year-old child? She didn't get there by accident.
I didn't blame her.
But my thing is some...
Her mama. That's who's... When you're 14 years old...
But if it's your 18-year-old son with this 14...
You cannot mix those
videos, television, scandal.
Kelly. We started talking about R. Kelly.
He wasn't... There's still
at 14,
a place...
At 14...
How do we know she was telling him she was 14?
It doesn't matter.
I think we do because we set these little girls up.
You really think that R. Kelly thought that girl was 30?
No, I don't think. I don't think he gave a fuck how old she was. It's all motherfucking Kelly, and he don't ask ages.
That's the problem.
But no, the problem too is that we've got to take responsibility for our little girls as well. Was R. Kelly wrong for taking advantage or pissing on her? Maybe, but my thing
maybe.
We're talking about a little black boy that grew up poor, and now you're throwing him money and saying here.
I know not to let somebody
pee on me. At 14.
No, because...
We treat them both. We treat them both for both of their illnesses is all I'm saying. They both need to be treated. I'm talking 2015. I know a 14-year-old that can twerk it better than all of us females at the table and probably carry more. So we need to treat them both. I don't think it's fair in this society to not acknowledge that this 14-year-old girl was a victim but also got some issues of her own because she ain't probably sitting on the front pew of a church right now. That shit could... She might have seen that as her come up.
Yeah,
so we need to treat...
When you say the young boys.
Right. And so for me, it goes deeper than... Both parties need to be treated. Both of them... need to be treated.
Even if you say, and I'm not saying this little girl didn't need help, even if you say both parties need to be treated, that does not mean that R. Kelly is not a child molester.
Well, we get that.
Okay, that was the original point.
We're saying that. We're not absolving
him of any blame. No. It's just
that was the only point that I made. Now, if you
should know the difference between right and wrong.
I just think...
I'm saying we live in a society
doesn't
now...
Doesn't he need to be treated and he's wrong? Yeah, but we need
YouTube.
To take responsibility for that as well.
Kids are on YouTube at 10. And the things that you can learn. And my thing is, I just feel like we have to be careful about this idea. Because I feel like, and I'm not a lawyer, so I couldn't, you know, prove this. But when that law probably was enacted, it was because it was about vulnerability. It's like child labor laws. There were times where there was this abuse of child labor. And I'm sure when the statutory rape law, I would need a lawyer here so bad. That was probably about the abuse and... Right. I'm a lawyer.
Got a lawyer in the corner.
Oh, duh. Doesn't mean I know anything. But I'm sure like when that happened, it was all about protection of abuse or whatnot, right. And unknown and just the vulnerable, right? Not saying that young people are not vulnerable. They are vulnerable. But I do want to take into account the things that young people know now that I didn't know at 10 years old that I wasn't even exposed to at 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, that they're exposed to in the media, in their environment, on the radio. I mean, the fact that that Coco song, which is about cocaine, is a song that you can hear on the daytime when any kid can hear it. They, like, it's about drugs and cutting it up. So, like, one, our kids are growing up so much
earlier this week.
So I guess the point I'm trying to make is that, to your point about 18, getting that for some 17-year-olds, and he was 18, That is problematic for me, because I'm like,
I know middle school students, the same thing. We have to treat the problem bigger. I know middle school students started off as an innocent game of tag on the ass, tag on the ass. Boy says, I'm no longer with you. Tagged her on the ass a couple of days later. She went home and said, I feel sexually harassed. He's been tagging her on the ass the entire school year. Entire school year, right? And so now I can't ignore that, right? Because my initial reaction, like, y'all all been tagging ass, but I have parents saying my daughter feels sexually harassed. We got to treat it. I have a little boy breaking down in my office crying, saying I'm not a rapist, because he doesn't even know the difference between sexual harassment and rape. And so for me, R. Kelly is the extreme, right? We can take care of R. Kelly, but what about 18-year-olds, 16-year-old little black boys who are going to end up caught up because we keep giving our young girls an excuse of, well, you know, she had a tough mom or she had this. We've got to treat everybody and teach everybody, because it's not just affecting little girls now. It's affecting, and I'm a woman, so I'm not for rape and abuse. I am a woman. But at the same time, I know my responsibility.
Thank you for that clarification.
All day, every day, not conflicted about it one bit. But we do have a responsibility for that 14-year-old girl. I cannot just look at her with eyes of sympathy. I've got to let her know she's got to take responsibility, because if I give her a pass on being a victim, she's going to get peed on a lot more.
Okay, so can I just say, for the first time, hold on, let me interject. For the first time, I do have to say Toria is making a point that is not, it's not changing my perspective on R. Kelly. He is full of shit and piss right now. But when it comes to young teenage girls, you know what I'm saying? They're not necessarily victimized when they co-sign on the situation. Is it right? No. Should their parents be held accountable? Hell the fuck yes. Is R. Kelly wrong for taking advantage of the circumstance? Absolutely. But there are going to be a lot of young girls that sign up for it and know exactly what they're doing when they sign up for it. And the thing is, the fact that there's no parental structure at home that's letting them think or that lets them understand you can't do this, you have a boundary, you're not about to be fucking around with a 40-year-old, and allows them to have access to that 40-year-old, that for me is definitely problematic. It does not change his level of responsibility, right? But mind you, this is not even new to our generation. I grew up,
no,
you know what
no.
I'm saying? There's always been young girls, as what, fast tail girls, as we like to call them,
right?
I was dating a 21-year-old when I was 17.
Right. Okay, so can I just say this, though? Because two things. One, I do agree with you. R. Kelly's situation is very, very different than what we're talking about now.
True that.
A. B, I think we have to be... There's a whole lot of other factors with R. Kelly that make him a piece of shit, and, you know. But the other thing that I want to... At least for me, I think that... when I say that it's not the girl's fault, I am not giving them a pass. I'm not saying that there's no awareness. I am very aware of everything that we let happen. We let happen. Reality TV, TV shows, the songs, all of it that is happening on our watch that's allowing for these girls to grow up the way they are, completely confused. The girls, boys. The boys.
Yeah.
Right? I got to get my words out. The girls, the boys, they're all confused. And it's a responsibility for all of us. It's not like I'm saying, you know, oh, poor little girl, sit over there. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that when it comes to the true responsibility in the situation with R. Kelly, it goes to the person who's older. Now, when you're talking about the 18-year-old and the 16-year-old and the 17-year-old, that's our fault.
And I do want to address the fact that, period, society's moral compass is completely askew. And that's really to this sister to my right, Sheba from the past.
Right.
I really want to go to the bigger issue of like why do we live in a world where the access, the media access to this is so ubiquitous, and why in our families do we feel like it's okay? Like, for instance, I'm sure a lot of people at this table watch Empire. I don't think Empire is a show that teenagers, in my household, I'm not sure if you would get to watch that as a teenager, because that's a lot of stuff to be thrown at you on a television show, and that's a lot of explaining I don't want to do in every episode. Because there's a lot. Now, some people might say, no, this is, they're going to grow up and they need to know this is what's going on. But to have a TV show sort of direct those conversations for me as a parent, I don't know if I want to do that. But we live in a world where I'm sure there are middle school students on top of some scandal, on some Empire. They might be 10 and 9 years old. And my thing is, we got to check ourselves just as a society about when we think that that's okay. And the question is, we have to ask ourselves, is it even okay for us? Because, you know, as much people love scandal, we're basically praising adultery. We're praising adultery.
Me and Mary Jane.
So all of these things are like, well, where's the moral compass of the world we live in now? Because all of it's awful.
I agree.
Because side chick is too, like, you know, the big thing.
Malcolm's question of when is it appropriate, I think he answered it too. Like, it's never really appropriate. Like, whether you're an adult or a teenager, it's adultery. And if your moral compass says that adultery is wrong, then it needs to be wrong at any age. I do think that the idea of a teenager is like a modern construct, you know, like, and this is a debate I had with Kim, especially exactly when the R. Kelly thing was fresh. And I was never defending R. Kelly, but I did, you know, it did come to mind that, you know, a 14-year-old being too young is a very 20th century idea, like for, and Western idea for ages. For ages, like, the word teenager didn't become a thing until after like labor laws. And it's like, you know, we need to find a time that's appropriate for someone to be considered a legal adult and when they can start to work. I think there's even a documentary on it on Netflix. It's called Teenage, like how the idea of a teenager came about. Like, either you were a kid and then you could work. And as someone who's, you know, in their late 30s, I see a 14-year-old boy or girl, and I think they're so young. You know, they don't know a lot about life. But, you know, the average lifespan before the 17th century, I'd be an old man, you know. And so I think we've shifted the culture as we live longer. I think we've in some ways... not coddled, but there's a way in which we make stuff, infantile. We make kids, we try to, and for good reason, the innocence of childhood is a precious thing, but we try to elongate the childhood experience, to where I'm not sure a 16-year-old shouldn't be considered an adult, shouldn't be allowed to inscribe in the military, shouldn't be,
and they're being tried as adults now. Yeah, there's a case right now where there's for killing. They're killing. Like, should a 16-year-old who murders, should they be tried as an adult or a teenager?
Not a 6-year-old.
We're talking about mental behavior, and we're talking about a situation where there was a victim and there was a perpetrator. Yeah, so
a perpetrator who is a predator. You're right.
I don't care if
I'm not arguing against that. I agree.
Number one, when situations like that happen to young girls, the first thing I think about is what has happened to me in my life. That's it goes internal. You know, when Mike Tyson was on trial for rape, and the girl was a victim, but they were talking about, oh, she should have never went to the hotel. Mm-hmm. She should have never did. And I went back to the shit I used to do when I was in high school. And I'm like, oh my God, what if this would have happened to me? What would people say if this happened to me? All these situations that I've been in my life where I was just dumb and ignorant, just stupid. Yeah. And yes, that girl was 14, but more than whether she had lived an adult life or not, she was a victim and she was dumb and stupid. And
took advantage of that.
And when you talk about
the fact that she was dumb and stupid.
Can we just talk about the fact that the insurance companies knew it first, which is why you can't rent a car? There's a portion of your brain that don't develop until you're 25.
But
that's what the real issue is. And it's that
your
part of your brain. It's that part of your brain that doesn't register consequences. And that's the thing that is the most important. They may have an image in their mind of what it means to walk around with the fake titties and the booty and it's out and I'm getting paid and I got money and I got, but they don't understand the impact. We do.
I want to go on record as saying that I don't excuse any of, especially R. Kelly's.
Yeah, I don't think anybody here has, I think you got to please.
I just
not
want to throw into the conversation the idea is what is adulthood? What is adulthood?
But that I'm saying that is what adulthood is.
How do you hold these girls accountable for the things that are happening to them in their lives? How can you hold a child accountable for the shit that's happening in their lives? How can you hold them accountable?
You can't hold a 6-year-old accountable, no. But I think at 14.
Like I know. I'm like,
hold up now. That's
honestly at 14. I'm gonna give a 14-year-old a certain amount of autonomy, a certain amount of understanding, and maybe.
And you gonna say that happened to you because you did that? That's
no,
your fault.
No, that's I don't
but
agree
we do
with that.
Need to start teaching them. I am a disservice to any little girl if I don't teach her that she needs to be accountable for her actions.
You don't think my mother told me don't go to a guy's hotel room, don't go to a guy's apartment?
Well, yes.
My mother told
she
me
told you
things.
That. But that's...
You know what I mean? You don't think my mom told me that?
Right.
Well, the thing is, but I mean, the thing
did.
Is, like...
But at some point...
You wouldn't get blamed for that.
You're going to take heed to what mama said and use it, right?
Because something happened
and,
to me.
And we got to think about the little boy on the other end. If you had a 16-year-old son and he's thrown under... Because he was with two other 16-year-old boys, and she said, yes, y'all all can do it, but now I'm embarrassed because I'm on Facebook. I changed my mind. It's rape. Now, your little baby boy is going to jail. You told him to stay away from girls. So the only point I'm making, and I am a woman.
He's a victim just like Steph was.
Exactly. And,
which goes
and
back
how do
to
we
us
keep
our
them
society.
Both, how do we keep them both from being there? We start teaching and we hold accountable because right now, I'm sorry, I have seen too many in my field of work, little boys of color go under. And they are, we got little boys being molested and raped and they are just
absolutely.
As much victim
absolutely.
As these little girls. And
absolutely.
Unfortunately, we say, well, this is a little girl. And I'm looking at, when that little boy told me, when he broke down and cried in my office and said, I'm not a rapist, it broke my heart. Because she said sexual harassment, he said rapist. They were playing tag on the ass for months. I didn't even know they was playing tag on the ass. They broke up. She said, I don't like him no more. He tagged her on the ass and came back and said to her family, I feel sexually harassed. He was black. She was of a different color. They didn't like it. And this little boy felt like at 13, I'm not a rapist. And that woke my eyes up. Because that's going to be on him forever.
Right.
Forever.
Again though, that it's, right there is a look. That's different. That's so different.
It wouldn't be different if we stopped.
You can't.
It's not different if we don't. Because we don't have these kind of conversations with boys.
You can't do this.
How often do we? But we don't have this conversation with little girls.
Children. But the problem with you teaching your kid and you.
When was the last time any woman at this table? When was the last time any woman at this table, mom sat her down and said, don't get out there and get some boy caught up? Or did she say, don't you get caught up? When was the last time any woman sitting around this table did her mother tell her, don't you get a little boy caught up because you're being fast and hot-tailed?
And,
right?
And let me tell you what my dad said to me. My dad told me, which why I ain't got no kids, ain't got no diseases. He said, no, it's real. My dad said...
Don't get no little girl pregnant.
No, it wasn't about... He said, your... Excuse my language. Your dick has value, too. Mm. And he was like, don't think that you can just go put it in somebody or put it there or put it there or put... Like, you need to value yourself enough that you don't think you just go anywhere. And my thing is, that's the problem. Again, I go back to the moral compass of society. Boys don't even know they value.
Right.
And that the importance of what it means to come together. When you have a sexual act is basically saying you become one with somebody. That is the most intimate act you can have with a human being is to have... is to insert for a man to insert his penis into a woman's vagina. And when you have that moment and you have that over and over again, you're basically giving a piece of yourself every time you do it. And the fact that we don't even explain that to people so that they have an understanding. And so not even just and I just want everybody here to know that I think everybody here agrees. It's not, nothing to do with our care. We do not. I want to be clear. We do not advocate. We do not believe. And that, pedophilia, that Negro. But they're just nasty. Drip, drippity, drop. So, but I do feel like it's important for us to understand, particularly in communities of color and black communities, like it's an epidemic on both sides. It's an epidemic on both sides because here you have these young men not recognizing their value and thinking that their value is in what they can do to a girl.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with what's going up here. And then you have these girls who think that if I can open up and give them what they want, then they'll like me. It's on both sides. It's so twisted. It's very, very twisted. And so my thing is, I think it's important to have the conversation on both sides.
Yes.
And we know that for centuries, men have been the predators and have had the upper hand when it comes to raping and probably on molestation and all of that. But now that it's becoming...
I'm like, don't get me fired up.
Yeah,
to the point...
I'm not saying that the men are now, but yes. But what I'm saying is now it's becoming more prevalent and people are becoming bold and courageous to say, yes, as a young boy, I was raped.
That exactly. I was molested.
And it wasn't by another man. It was by a woman. And I'm saying that both sides are injured, hurt, and we have to begin to deal with both of them. And we have to begin to heal the mind.
We do. Otherwise, we're going to have a lot of broken men out here that continue to pee on girls. Right? Because we have not taken enough care of our girls. Don't get me wrong on that part. We have not taken enough care of our girls. But if we haven't taken enough care of our girls, we certainly haven't taken care of our little boys. Because
okay, so the conversation that I think we're having right now, there's no reason to separate boys or girls. This is a conversation about where we are as black people. And I think for what you're talking about specifically, there's no need to separate we're not taking care of our girls.
There is a need because how many boys, how many little boys are going to admit to being molested? Little girls don't admit it. But how many black men are saying, I've been molested and raped? We don't know because they're keeping quiet.
And there's a lot of boys that don't even realize that that's what it was.
Okay, yeah. So, okay.
Especially if they're dealing with a woman. It's
an
one
older
thing
if you have, in the family. There's
a lot.
We need to take care of both our boys and our girls I'm saying.
Like recently there was an article that circulated that was talking about emotional incest between parents, specifically single mothers and
their boys.
Sons.
Yes.
And having this where the single mom will turn the son into her spouse.
Right, exactly.
You know, and it goes beyond just the physical affection, you know, the constant kissing on the mouth or the deep kissing on the mouth. Because I know parents that kiss their children on the mouths, but I mean, there's no prolonged, you know, slurp.
Will not be doing that. This is my disclaimer.
I'm unfamiliar with this.
Please elaborate.
But going beyond that, you know what I'm saying? Mommy needs a date night and son is coming with me. Stuff like that. So you have little boys who end up turning into mama's boys off of those kind of relationships. But even beyond that, I can think of a good friend of mine who told me, you know, when he was, 12, 13, had his first sexual experience with a woman who was like mid-20s.
Which is wrong.
Completely wrong. But he doesn't, he would never express that as, I was molested. He was just like, shit, you know? If she was an older
woman. Society would tell him, get a pat on the back.
That's okay.
Right. But this is what I'm saying. It's our society. And that 12-year-old boy is confused just like that 12-year-old girl. Right. But it's us. It's society that puts it into context for them. That's the only point that I'm making. I'm not saying I'm all for men's rights. Men get fucked over all the time. All the time, which is even crazier because they're in a position of power. They do. They get fucked over all the time, but they're in a position of power, so then they use their sickness, and it's just fucked up, right?
Yeah,
what I'm saying, though, is that, like, we have to change the way we do things so that when we're putting things into context for these little kids, whether it's a 12-year-old boy or 12-year-old girl getting molested, that they know it's molestation and not, oh, this, you know, you got to, oh, but why? Why is that the answer to the little boy with little girl, you know?
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Is Break. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject. Hit us up, let us know what you think. You can reach us on Facebook at Black Is Magazine, on Twitter at Black Is Online. You can hit us up via email at kc@blackisonline.com. Leave a message on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can always check us out on our website, blackisonline.com. Thanks again.